The Need for a Living Guru under Questions and Comments. I wonder if we have any comments about an issue that has been troubling me, namely, a need for a guru. Since I am an unrealized person, my understanding is necessarily limited. I do appreciate that the true guru is within. It can't be otherwise. However, I am not at all clear about the need for an aspirant to spend time in the presence of a genuine sage. Obviously, it is of considerable benefit. Here, I think of the various individuals who have written about being transported into samadhi in the master's presence. It seems that for most of them, the experience would not have occurred but for the master's grace, and that repeated doses over a lengthy period of time were required before those states could be stabilized. That being the case, and fully awakened individuals being exceedingly rare, the odds don't seem very good for us average seekers. Nevertheless, the master himself, I gather, often counseled the people, particularly those that could only spend a brief period with him, that physical distance was no barrier, that grace was always available. Based on your own experience and what we have seen of the early devotees, what do you think? From Barbara Bonder, Taiwan. Your question regarding the necessity of a living guru and seeking his immediate presence has been put to us many times. It is a natural question since, as you mentioned, we read of all those who were spiritually awakened sitting before the Maharishi. It must be remembered that even those who came under the immediate influence of the master had to dedicate their lives totally to the spiritual ideal and put forth tremendous effort and sacrifice before resting in the supreme state of self-abidance. When once questioned as how to find one's guru, the Maharishi answered, by intense meditation. He also said that when your devotion to God has matured you, God comes in the shape of your guru and from the outside pushes your mind inside while being inside as self. He draws you there from within. We often feel that if left to ourselves, we are unable to make satisfactory progress in our sadhana. So we seek someone to help us. But if we have firm faith in what Sri Bhagavan says about Guru, we need not seek him outwardly. However, that does not necessarily mean we will not have a bodily guru or at least a spiritually advanced friend to guide us to the ultimate goal. In other words, we need not feel that our progress has been stalled because we have not found a sage to guide us and grant us his grace. If we make the spiritual ideal the sole goal of our life, if all our actions and thoughts are directed toward that one end, surely the Guru will reveal himself to us. God or Guru comes to us. We do not go to him. We earn his presence by our effort. The presence of the true Guru is the presence of the Self. We simply have to seek the Self with true sincerity and leave the rest to the higher power. Did Christ die on the cross? Did Sri Ramana Maharishi perish on April 14, 1950? No. The Guru is always present. The sun is always shining. We must simply turn to it. There may not be another physical guru of the Maharishi stature available to us at present, but he is available to us at present. That is all we need to know. The rest depends on our sincere effort. Editor.